Anna walked to the curb with her backpack full of books. She could feel the weight of the homework already oppressing her. As she fumbled through her jean pocket for her phone, she caught sight of her shadow on the sidewalk and realized she looked like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. "Damn, these books are heavy. Look what I have become," she laughed to herself. She spoke into her smartphone. "Call Dad." In moments, Jacob was on the other end. "Hey, Dad, looks like I'm gonna need a ride home after all. Can you come and get me?" "Oh, no, it's okay. I'll manage." "Dad, it's okay. You can't leave your job. I understand. I'll call you back if there's a problem. Thanks. Love you too." Hannah sighed at the thought of having to call Haley for a ride. She didn't want to sit next to Lauren all the way home and endure her gloating due to her lack of transportation. Hannah looked around for other options. From where she was standing, it looked like it was coming down to two choices. Walk or take the bus. Not the bus. It just seemed humiliating to take the bus when everyone knows you have a car. If I walk, at least I can still hold my head up and not lose my pride, Hannah thought. She hoisted the book bag up on her back. The strain returned, reminding her. Did she really want to walk home and end up a cripple? Or swallow her pride and take the free government-provided transportation? As the corner of her geometry book cut in between her shoulder blades, the motivation to give in was decided. "Ow, okay, the bus it is," she said aloud, just as she watched the plume of black diesel blast from the back of the bus's exhaust pipe. She looked perfect now. Her hair was combed just right. Lipstick applied with the expertise of a Hollywood makeup artist. Her hands neatly placed one on top of the other to show off her manicured nails. The fresh scent of perfume emanated from her blouse, filling the room with a sweet euphoria. Her portrait loomed by her side. Her innocent smile was underlined by a hint of sultriness reflected in her eyes, eyes that could catch the attention of any man she desired. Flashbulbs popped and lit the room with the brief yet intense glow of a lightning storm. Finally, her audience had arrived. She was at long last the center of attention. Everyone wanted to see her. Several policemen stood keeping reporters and spectators at the respectable distance. The media sat waiting, eager to learn every detail about what Amanda would have to say. Thomas James looked at Amanda, noticing just how perfect she truly was. She was indeed the sort of woman that all men desire. He wondered how many men had she rejected, denied the pleasure of her company or affections. Yet it now seemed that someone did get Amanda's attention, and he had made her perfect in every detail. Her screams were now silent, all the blood gone, and Inspector James stood puzzling over the most bizarre crime scene of his career. His bespeckled hazel eyes looked down at Amanda Carlyle, who was bathed in a pink glow of dimmed lights and lit candles. The coffin lid open, exposing her only from the waist up. A Catholic setup was in place for potential mourners to come kneel and pray the rosary. She was completely prepared for her funeral.